I have to set this up so that the statement from BlackBerry's CEO, so that we'll have the context for it, because it's just the most mealy mouth, non-confirmation you could imaginable. So this begins with Vice, that Vice.com, who uncovered from court documents, and not just a few, it's thousands of pages of court documents that this was buried in. And so from Vice's coverage, they wrote, "The revelations are contained in a stack of court documents that were made public after members of a Montreal crime syndicate pleaded guilty to their role in a 2011 gangland murder. The documents shed light on the extent to which the smartphone manufacturer," and they're referring to BlackBerry because the headline was "Canadian police obtained BlackBerry's global decryption key." And when we learn some horrifying things by implication also about the much vaunted BlackBerry encryption, which doesn't impress me at all, because the fact that this was possible tells us that, this BlackBerry encryption was crap. Like, for all these years, we thought, oh, it's the best encryption there is. And, it was completely secret. And now we find out, well, it was a secret that should have been better kept because it's awful. Vice says the documents shed light on the extent to which the smartphone manufacturer, as well as the telecommunications giant Rogers, cooperated with investigators. According to technical reports by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that were filed in court, law enforcement intercepted and decrypted roughly 1 million pin-to-pin BlackBerry messages, and we'll explain what pin-to-pin means in a second, messages in connection with the probe. The report doesn't disclose exactly where the key, effectively a piece of code that could break the encryption on virtually any BlackBerry message sent from one Vice to another, came from. But as one police officer put it, it was a key that could unlock millions of doors. Government lawyers spent almost 2 years fighting in a Montreal courtroom to keep this information out of the public record. And while neither the RCMP nor BlackBerry confirmed that the cell phone manufacturer handed over the global decryption key, and both fought against a judge's order to release more information about their working relationship, the Crown prosecutors admitted that the Federal Police Service had access to the key. And if the global key is still sitting on a server in the RCMP's headquarters, the potential consequences could be significant, although it wouldn't offer police a backdoor into most of its government and business clients. And that's a key.
They say that government is the most important because, by the way, every member of Congress in the United States uses BlackBerry. And you can bet the RCMP has given those keys to the U.S. law enforcement. Right? And you don't want Congress critters to start saying, what do you mean? Somebody's listening in on my phone?
They say, although it wouldn't offer police a backdoor into most of its government and business clients who make up BlackBerry's core constituency, it would mean that police enjoyed years of access. And we're talking from 2010. So at this point, 6 years. Years of access to Canadians' personal cell phones without the public being any the wiser. In a technical report attempting to underscore the significance of this technology and filed with the Superior Court of Quebec, the RCMP stated that it had obtained, quote, the key that would unlock the doors of all the houses of the people who use the provider's services, and that without their knowledge. Okay, so then this was also done along with Motherboard, who said BlackBerry, formerly RIM, encrypts all messages sent between consumer phones known as pin-to-pin or BBM messages using a single global encryption key, which is where, you know, we just put our face in our hands because it's like, what? What? That's loaded onto every handset during manufacturing.
That makes it a lot easier to just hand that out.
Oh, boy. With this one key, any and all messages sent between consumer BlackBerry phones can be decrypted and read. In contrast, business enterprise servers, that's, you know, the BES that we've talked about years past, the BES servers, business enterprise servers, allow corporations to use their own encryption key, which not even BlackBerry can access. According to more than 3,000 pages of court documents pertaining to the case that resulted from what's known as Project Clemenza, obtained by Vice Canada, the RCMP maintains a server in Ottawa that, quote, simulates a mobile device that receives a message intended for the rightful recipient. In other words, a man in the middle. In an affidavit, RCMP Sergeant Patrick Boismenu states that the server, quote, performs the decryption of the message using the appropriate decryption key. The RCMP calls this the, quote, BlackBerry Interception and Processing System. So, naturally, news of this required a response from BlackBerry. John Chen, who is the wunderkind, apparently, chairman and CEO.
No, he's not. He's the guy they brought in because the company was falling apart.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's a wunderkind or just...
Well, but in the past, I guess he was, you know, he was like responsible for major, you know, dazzling successes in previous things he did.
Oh, I doesn't see. Look, yes. Not there, of course.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't look like that's happening here. So he did a blog posting titled Lawful Access, which is the first clue. Corporate citizenship, okay, second clue, and doing what's right, third clue. And he says, I just have one paragraph from a relatively short blog posting where he said essentially nothing. But so given some serious reading between the lines, which is what's necessary, he said, but he also slaps Apple. He says, when it comes to doing the right thing in difficult situations, BlackBerry's guiding principle has been to do what is right for the citizenry within legal and ethical boundaries. We have long been clear in our stance that tech companies, as good corporate citizens, should comply with reasonable, lawful access requests. Okay, now... Okay, he's continuing just to finish this paragraph. I have stated before that we are indeed in a dark place when companies put their reputations above the greater good. Oh, okay, so that tells you all you need to know. He's saying that, yes, we did not take the position Apple took of saying no. We complied with, as part of our corporate citizenship, with lawful access requests. Now, I would argue what they did was massively overly broad. They based on, and there are some diagrams that I've seen that show the details of the man in the middle. And basically, they did hand over the master key that then allowed for unrestrained monitoring of the BlackBerry network. Of basically any conversation, anyone's phone that they chose to. So I think that's pretty much the end of BlackBerry, at least the end of any notion that we were holding that they have some magic secret security that had been, unobserved, but we just assumed was fabulous. If all phones have a single key such that knowing it allows you to decrypt everything the system is doing, then that's awful. I mean, it's essentially what everyone was saying that installing a back door would require. And we know that you can do secure decryption on demand in an intelligent fashion. This is not that. This is the worst possible design.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
wow.
I think BlackBerry always assumed, well, if you really cared about security, you'd run your own BlackBerry server, your own BES server, and in fact, that would be your own generated key. Certainly that's what government and business probably does. It's just it's kind of the you and me who would just buy a BlackBerry phone. And they always sold it as secure, but I never really believed them. So now we know.
Yeah.
They gave the keys. They were many countries demanded the key. I used to say keys. Now
they
say
said
key.
No, they said no to somebody.
I think India or maybe China.
Yeah, I can't remember who now. Pakistan wanted it.
Okay.
And they said no. Sorry.
I think Pakistan wanted source code to the server.
Oh.
They didn't hand that over. But now we know a single key unlocks all phones that run through BlackBerry's own servers.
Wow. Yeah, and everybody knows.
Yeah, to tell the Canadians tell the states, the Americans tell the English, it doesn't take long.
Yep.
It's probably on a bulletin board somewhere.